With Montana News, I'm Victoria Traxler. Lawmakers are considering new regulations for the state's judicial branch. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
The Montana Senate advanced a bill mostly along party lines Tuesday. It would require judges to consider additional criteria before issuing preliminary injunctions and temporary restraining orders. Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick of Great Falls says the bill will require a case to meet four criteria instead of one before a judge can issue a block.
So this is a more substantive evaluation of the case.
The bill would also bar judges from issuing temporary restraining orders against state entities without prior notice, except in emergency circumstances. Democratic Senator Jen Gross of Billings spoke in opposition, saying it could lead to unintended consequences. She also noted state judges have recently blocked some Republican legislation.
This bill looks a lot like me, like a reaction to the number of unconstitutional laws that was passed by this body last session.
Lawmakers heard another bill in committee Tuesday that would change the appointment process for the state's five-member Judicial Standards Commission, which accepts and considers complaints against judicial officers. Republican Representative Carrie Seekins-Crow is carrying House Bill 326 to give appointing power of two of the commission members to the state legislature's Speaker of the House and one member to the Attorney General's office. Seekins-Crow says she introduced the bill because the commission has dismissed most of the complaints filed over the last 2 years.
I'm hearing from a lot of my constituents that they are very concerned at this point that it is the fox guarding the hen house.
No proponents testified. Sean Slanger with the State Bar of Montana spoke in opposition, saying it removes all input from the judicial branch in creating oversight of its own members.
Under HB 326, complaints against nonpartisan judges would be resolved by partisan appointees, thereby jeopardizing the independence of the court.
The committee has not yet taken action on the bill. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.